Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gator, from a listener, John, regarding Lance Armstrong.
Yep.
Says the following. Armstrong is not illegitimate because they were all cheating and everyone knows it. He was just the last one to admit it.
Well, I don't deny that. It seems like cycling is one sport is just rampant with the doping.
It seems that way. And yet, it's still on it goes that it feels like, yeah, they're probably all cheating. Okay, so we said we continue with the Carson Anderson mock draft version 1.0. For people who don't know how this works, we do it kind of a tradition. A tradition based in its simplicity, which is just who should the pick be? We have two guys that you cannot pick. One is Joe Burrow. The other is Chase Young, because we think they most likely will be off the board. That could change over the course of time. But, Gator, you ready to continue with it?
Absolutely.
From Chop in Flint.
Chop?
Chop. Chop just writes, Jerry Jeudy. Unnamed texter, I love Jerry Jeudy. I would have Jeudy, a.k.a. Julio, Kenny G, baby, and Marvin frickin' Jones. That sounds awfully good to me.
It is. That would be, you'd be a great addition.
Be really good, yeah.
Doesn't help the defense, though.
No. You'd have to really have, like, one hell of an offseason in free agency defensively. I mean, because this is Jeudy at three. So this isn't trade back and get some defensive players with your extra picks. Now, could you help the defense in round two? Sure. There's going to be some great defensive players still on the board in the second round. Well,
there's no trading back in this scenario.
There's no trading back in the Carson Anderson mock draft. From Chris in Utica. Isaiah Simmons. He'll play multiple positions on defense that has many on a defense that has many holes. We can fill voids at tackle and free agency and hopefully retain Snacks or Ashawn. Another vote for Simmons. Give me Simmons all day. That's from Steve at work. The pick is in. Tua Tagovailoa, generational talent of the most important position in sports. Tua will change this franchise. That's from Brett and Warren. Next text. It's Tua, no questions, unless you trade back and take Simmons. Can't trade. Pick is in. So Tim in Swartz Creek, Isaiah Simmons. From David at Truck, the pick is in, writes Dave. With a third pick in the 2020 draft, the Detroit Lions select Tua Tagovailoa, the future Pro Bowl Hall of Fame quarterback. Just you wait.
Excited.
If we don't draft Tua or trade down, the only defensive player I'd be happy with is Isaiah Simmons because he's such a freak athlete. You have to see him being a home run pick. Plus, we need a linebacker, better value at three than Okuda. That's from Mike in Farmington Hills. So he didn't make a pick because he said if we don't draft Tua, well, you can draft Tua.
His pick is Tua.
I would assume his pick is Tua.
Is it? Okay. Great show, guys. As always, the pick is in. It's from Robert and the Thumb. It's okay. I like this guy every week. Pick is in Isaiah Simmons, multi-tool player. Hopefully Patricia doesn't ruin him. The pick is in. The Lions take Isaiah Simmons. He's the biggest playmaker and defensive maker on defense in the draft. He's the biggest playmaker and difference maker. That's my bad. I'm having a rough day.
You all right?
I'm having a rough day.
You okay?
Apparently I was saying illegitimate instead of illegitimate. But anyway, he's the biggest difference maker on defense in the draft. No brainer.
Have you had anything to eat yet today?
I have not.
How much water have you drank?
Probably about 90 ounces.
That's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water. I'm drunk on water. We will get to more of these picks a little bit later on in Carson Anderson mock draft version 1.0. Just recapping, I took Okuda. Gator, you took and
sounds like it's like a medicine. I took a CUDA before we started the show, so I might be a little lazy today. I'm sorry, folks.
I almost said you took Antonio Brown. I am really struggling. You took Derrick Brown, the defensive tackle from Auburn.
Yes. Kang selected. Let me help you out. Kang selected Isaiah Simmons.
Yep.
And Evan was on board with Doug by taking Jeffrey Okuda.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket. This got sold in Detroit. Is it good or bad news? We'll get to that at 12:20. Next up is Lenny in Farmington Hills. Hi, Lenny.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
I think that baseball is so hypocritical. They're acting so outraged by this thing with Houston. But when you think about it, like nowadays, like catchers, for instance, any evaluation you see of catchers, one of the most important skills now is pitch framing. Now, what is pitch framing, essentially? It's cheating. Trying to move your glove in a subtle way to trick the umpire into thinking something's a strike that isn't. And that's, you know, such an important skill now. And if I recall, isn't Gaylord Perry in the Hall of Fame, you know, with the spitball pitcher? And the whole thing, like with stats in baseball, the dimensions are not standardized. You know, like Larry Walker getting in. I mean, you know, he spent, you know, most of his career in Colorado. It just seems like it's very inconsistent, hypocritical of Major League Baseball. What do you guys think?
Well, I disagree on the pitch framing as cheating. I look at cheating as, and certainly don't include, cheating to me is corked bat. Cheating to me is using Vaseline on a baseball. Cheating to me is, blatantly breaking the rules, like sticking your leg out when somebody's running down the base path. You know, those are things.
Something is out of the strike zone, and you subtly move your mitt to make it appear like it's a strike. That to me, that's.
But isn't this go back to the murder? Doesn't this back go back to murder versus a speeding ticket? Isn't there a big difference? They're both breaking the law, but there's a big difference.
I think that's somewhat of a bad analogy, but
you can admit that planting cameras throughout the stadium. Trained on the pitcher's glove to see what the pitch is so that you can then signal to the batter what pitch is coming. That's a hell of a lot different than a catcher making a split-second decision to move the catcher's mitt 3 inches towards a strike zone.
Yeah, one is fooling a human. The other is using technology to take advantage of humans.
But, you know, if you watch, you know, any broadcast, Kirk Gibson or Morris, any of the analysts will say, oh, yeah, he's a, you know, a real good, base.
Do you really think, I mean, I guess the question is, you really think they're apples-to-apples comparisons?
Technology obviously give you probably a stronger advantage. I think they both constitute cheating.
Yeah, I would think that there is a huge, huge difference. Huge difference. Huge. And, I mean, I guess if you don't see it, then we probably can't really have a conversation about it.
Now, if you want to discuss whether or not Larry Walker belongs in a Hall of Fame, I mean, I'd be happy to debate that. Yeah, I don't think he does, but he is.
I don't want to have that debate.
But we don't.
In Detroit radio, I don't want to debate whether or not a Colorado Rocky deserves
Montreal,
to be
in a Hall of Fame. Well, as well.
Yeah, okay. 248-539-9797. His time in Montreal isn't why he's debated, right?
Played 6 years in Montreal, 10 in Colorado. No,
it's the
difference of being there.
But, those are all, that's all opinion stuff. 248-539-9797. Gator from the WTF category.
Love this category.
A Super Bowl commercial leaked yesterday. Planters, apparently in a Super Bowl commercial, is going to.
Planters Peanuts?
Yes. They're going to kill off Mr. Peanut.
Excuse me?
Well, let me tell you what happens in this commercial. He is riding along. It's Wesley Snipes, right? Wesley Snipes and the guy that played the doctor at the hospital in Vegas in the movie
Hangover.
He's also in Veep. His name is Matt Walsh.
Yeah, I know who the guy is, yeah.
And Mr. Peanut are driving along in the Nutmobile.
The three of those guys are driving.
In the Nutmobile, okay. Gator.
The Nutmobile.
The Nutmobile.
Tight quarters in there.
And there's an accident, and all three of them get ejected.
You don't want to get into an accident in the Nutmobile.
All three of them get ejected from the Nutmobile.
Wow.
Oh, yep. They got launched?
They got launched.
So they got unloaded from the car.
They come shooting out of the Nutmobile. And they fall into the Nutmobile, flies off a cliff.
Wow.
And crashes at the bottom of a canyon. This is a true story. I'm not making any of this up. So you've got Dr. from the Hangover, Wesley Snipes, and Mr. Peanut. They all grab a hold of a tree, like a tree branch that's hanging over this canyon, which looks to be hundreds of feet in the air.
Right.
And the tree branch starts to crack.
No.
And they start debating, don't let go, don't let go. Well, somebody needs to let go because this branch is going to, and Mr. Peanut sacrifices himself and falls to a death. Like he falls and like you hear a thump hit the ground and then the Nutmobile explodes.
Well, Snipes says that maybe he'll be okay.
And then the Nutmobile explodes and they're like, maybe not.
Maybe not.
They killed off Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut sacrificed himself so that the doctor from the Hangover
and Wesley
Snipes could survive?
Yep.
I think I speak for everybody when we all need to pour a little out for our homie, Mr. Peanut, because that is an amazing sacrifice.
That's a hero.
That's an amazing sacrifice. Who knew that it was just the weight of Mr. Peanut was going to make the difference? I wouldn't have expected Mr. Peanut to weigh all that much, but his sacrifice is what saved the other two gentlemen's lives.
He sacked up and said, I'll go.
Mr. Peanut sacked up.
Yeah, he did. And another weird thing, Doug, you would think the Nutmobile would be only a two-seater. It's amazing they were able to all three fit in there. I mean, am I right, Gator?
No, you're right. You're 100% right. 100% right.
Got a great text here. What product spokesman would you like to drop into a gorge? All right, so, Gator, we attack the critical questions.
We do.
Yes.
I feel like Tony's going to respond on this
one, too. Tony probably will. Did you hear what we were discussing right before the update?
R.I.P. Mr. Peanut?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So Mr. Peanut, a weird, strange...
Tony loves nuts.
Tony's a huge nut guy.
Huge nut guy.
I'm still laughing at the Nutmobile. Sorry.
It's okay.
Surprised it wasn't a two-seater. I'm with Kang on that.
You've got Mr. Peanut, Wesley Snipes, and who's the guy who played the doctor from the Hangover?
Matt Walsh.
Matt Walsh played the doctor in the Hangover, and he's also in the TV show Veep. They're in, and why wouldn't those three be riding together in the Nutmobile? There's an accident. The Nutmobile cracks open. They get ejected out, and the Nutmobile then plummets into a gorge. Matt Walsh, Wesley Snipes, and Mr. Peanut are hanging from a branch.
Yeah.
And the branch starts to crack. And they're like, this branch is going to crack. And Mr. Peanut, don't let go. Don't let go. And he lets go to lighten the load on the branch and saves Matt Walsh and Wesley Snipes.
He lightened the load on the Nutmobile.
No.
And he falls into the gorge, and you hear him like hit the ground, thump, and Wesley Snipes says, maybe he's okay. And then the Nutmobile explodes. The Nutmobile explodes.
I'm still not used to hearing that.
And
nothing worse.
We're like, is this really a commercial line? Is there they're killing off Mr. Peanut?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But then somebody asked us the critical question,
which is,
which spokesperson for a company would you like to throw into a gorge? I got my pick.
I got my pick.
My pick is Flo from Progressive.
You don't like Flo?
I've never found those commercials to be funny.
Ooh.
And
you
want
to throw Flo in there?
They won't go away. Those commercials don't go away. They've been around forever.
Oh, there's a ton of them. Did you like any of them? Like, not even one where, like, all right, that was kind of
the
funny.
Only one that I would say stalk? Is kind of funny is the corn stalk.
Yeah, but I knew it.
But it's not because of Flo.
Jamie.
What?
Yeah. It has nothing to do with Flo, right?
Correct.
It's funny because of the dude.
Well, Jamie is funny in those. Yeah. All the Jamie commercials are kind of funny.
But anyway, I'm done with Flo and Progressive.
You think Flo would be a light Flo or think heavy Flo? If you have to throw her into the gorge.
Oh, God. Well, if she's passed away, it's going to be a heavy Flo day. Right?
Probably.
Heavy hearts.
Heavy hearts.
Yes.
Mine is Paul Marcarelli. Perhaps you know Paul Marcarelli better as the current spokesperson for Sprint.
Oh,
formerly the Verizon guy.
Is that can you hear me now?
Used to be that guy. Now he's
I'm with you, Gator.
Then he switched over to Sprint.
Yeah,
I couldn't stand him before as the can you hear me now guy, and then he switched companies, and I don't know why, but now I feel like I project everything on this guy. Like, oh, he's so important as a spokesperson. He's the guy I trust now. Now that he's with a different company.
He's a turncoat anyways.
He's lost all credibility.
Yeah, exactly. Why should I listen to you?
No, exactly. No. Into the gorge you go.
So, can you hear me guy goes into the can you hear me now guy goes into the gorge. Tony,
can you see me now?
Tony, you got one?
I do have one.
All right, who are you throwing into the gorge?
I'm going along in your way of thinking. Right church, wrong pew. Gabe Gabriel, State Farm.
Oh, I love Gabe Gabriel.
Got to go.
Tony.
Tony, get out.
You got to go.
I'm sorry. Those State Farm commercials are not
funny. You and Lynn Henning go hang out, okay?
Security.
Get out of here. Take the headphones off. Turn his microphone off. Get out. Evan.
We got Evan escorting him out.
Get him out.
Evan is physically removing.
Roll his chair out.
What did I say wrong?
Look, I'm doing my best to meditate and make him go away.
Come on.
Get it.
You get it. I love that.
That's so great. Kevin, bring in my app.
Mahomes and Auto, huh? Come on. Get it.
Love
Gabe. Oh, now he's back there. Get out.
You know, Gabe, here's the thing. Gabe Gabriel makes me hate Aaron Rodgers even more.
Wait, why?
No.
Because Aaron Rodgers is a total. Get out of here.
Tony.
Aaron Rodgers is a complete chode. Why are you being mean to Gabe Gabriel?
Gabe Gabriel
got you everything, and he is working tirelessly to get you more, and all you do is slap in his face. Yeah, here's my State Farm guy, and here's why he's so much better than you are. You know what? Gabe Gabriel should drop Aaron Rodgers.
Gabe Gabriel's.
That's his only client,
Fantastic.
Dude.
He's, you know what? If I were, but here's the thing.
Now he's got Mahomes.
If I were, okay, here's who should be in the next commercial. Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow should hook up with Gabe Gabriel because
actually, you're right.
Gabe Gabriel deserves better.
There better be a Gabe Gabriel commercial during the Super Bowl. A new one.
Yeah, without Aaron Rodgers.
I love Gabe Gabriel. Kang, you got one you want to throw into a gorge?
Sorry to drop the dead weight because Aaron Rodgers sucks. So
well, there probably will be because Mahomes is in the Super Bowl, so I'm sure they'll have someone with a Gabe.
They should.
No, my guy's the same guy as Gators, the Sprint guy. Why should I trust you? You flop from Verizon. And you're so important, like Gator said. Like, why do I need your decision to you know, what wireless company should I go with?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to trust the guy who just told me, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Now he switched companies. He must.
Bigger
shut
check.
Up.
What about you got one, Evan, or no?
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, really?
The copper fit guy, Brett Favre.
Oh,
had enough of this guy. He inserts himself into everything. Enough. Whatever he sponsors, I'm out on. I don't need to see a 55-year-old man running around playing football in the backyard with the kids. Dude, if you need a knee brace, you probably shouldn't be playing football. And now there's a story. Oh, I see myself a lot in Patrick Mahomes. No, you don't. Yeah, nobody sees that, Brett.
I thought that was funny.
Get out of here, man. Oh, Lamar Jackson. A lot of myself in there.
Do you think he was joking when he said it, or do you think it was serious?
No, 100%. He wants to be the story. Brett Favre wants to be the story. Brett, you suck. You suck.
Wow.
All right, so Gabe Gabriel.
We
are pulling Gabe Gabriel out of the gorge and throwing Brett Favre into the gorge.
And we're throwing Tony Ortiz in the gorge.
Yes. I wouldn't mind if Flo from Progressive drove into a canyon. That character ran its course 20 years ago. From Dan, drop the Chevy real people, not actors guy in the gorge.
I can see that guy.
I'd drop Aaron Rodgers into the gorge.
There
I see
it
the
is.
Stupid State Farm commercial with him one more time during the Super Bowl. I may put a hole in the TV. No. You get Gabe
Gabriel's
Gabriel,
great. Get it. That's my favorite part. He's got two things. I love the get it, and that commercial's great. And then the one where he comes out of the bathroom and he's like, hypothetically, I've never ever used a bathroom ever. Oh, well, what do you do? I meditate, make it go away.
See, I love the line. I have an app, Kevin. Bring in my app. Like it's just out of sheer panic. He tells
Kevin, Gabriel, you don't have an app.
Mr. Peanut, nut it up. That's from Sean in Lake Orion. From Tom, I'm shell-shocked by the decision to kill off Mr. Peanut. From Alice, spoiler alert, he doesn't die. It's a dream sequence. I don't buy that. From Pam, Mr. Peanut's not dead.
Did you say Pam or Pan?
Mr. Peanut's not dead. He's roasted.
Oh, no.
Do you think this is a new product?
Do you think it's going to be
too soon?
Like extra roasted peanuts?
Actually, that sounds about right, though, doesn't it?
Let's go to Dave. I'm sorry. That's not Dave. Where's Dave? That's Dave's right here. Dave.
Yeah, that's okay.
What's hey, up, Dave?
Yeah, I'm... Yeah, how are you guys?
Good.
Shaq O'Neal, guys. This guy's been on 1,000 freaking commercials.
Yep. He's
I don't want to throw Shaq in the gorge. So I love Shaq.
I do love Shaq, but
Shaq's overexposed.
He endorses a lot of products.
He endorses a lot, but he also gets an interest in all those companies he endorses. So
we know why he's doing it. Yeah, right. I love us as a consumer.
He's brilliant.
He's just getting paid.
Like, he is definitely getting paid.
Jeff is in Lapeer and next. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, gents. How are you?
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, the Mr. Peanut for my family is really devastating. Back in the 50s when I was about 2, my dad was in Germany in the Army, and my mom and I lived down the street from my grandfather, and he would take me into Lansing every Saturday to walk around and just see stuff. And there was a Mr. Peanut that would walk around handing out little samples, and apparently my grandfather got tired of me asking where my dad was, so he told me that Mr. Peanut was my dad. So every time I saw Mr. Peanut on on a commercial or saw him on a jar of peanut butter, whatever it might be, I told people, that's my dad.
Oh.
And now we have Mr. Peanut stuff all over the house. But my daughter, when she found out, sent me a text this morning that says, oh, my God, Grandpa's dead again.
Oh, no.
My dad passed away 7 years ago. So we're, like, reliving the whole thing.
Oh, God. Mr. Peanut's your dad.
I feel like this is all a little bit too soon.
From Kevin, I want to see all the damn insurance commercials dropped into a gorge. Limu, Emu, State Farm, especially Progressive. Flo can just F off. That's from Kevin.
I like the Emu.
From Scott, I dropped the Flex Seal guy into a gorge, but he probably built a parachute out of Flex Seal and save himself.
Turn into a commercial.
Right. It's okay. As I'm falling from the sky, I'm hanging out of my can of Flex Seal and I'm releasing it and it's forming a parachute.
Have you seen the clear Flex Seal? You wouldn't even know there's a parachute there.
It's like Wonder Woman's plane.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.